But we can check sports right now. And is this a replay of what Brett Favre did many, many years ago? It took less than 2 months, but the Tampa Bay Buccaneers superstar Tom Brady, widely considered to be the greatest player in NFL history, announced on Twitter his decision to unretire and return for a 23rd season on Sunday night. That news definitely shocked the sports world. I don't know why. Quote, these past 2 months, I've realized my place is still on the field and not on the stands. That time will come, but it's not now. I love my teammates and I love my supportive family. They make it all possible. I'm coming back for my 23rd season in Tampa. Unfinished business, LFG. Brady wrote on his verified Twitter account. I guess that means Gronk won't retire. He's obviously trying to lead the Buccaneers to their third straight playoff appearance after winning the Super Bowl with the team in his first season in Tampa Bay. Of course, they're happy in Tampa Bay, fans and people that work for the club. No doubt about it. Other football news, Amari Cooper has left the Dallas Cowboys. He's officially on the move. The Browns are finalizing a trade to acquire the 27-year-old receiver. Multiple reports confirm the Cowboys were shopping Cooper and his $22 million cap hit for this year. He has 3 years remaining on his five-year $100 million contract he signed in 2020. He failed to reach the 1,000-yard mark in 2021, albeit missing two games due to COVID-19. In 8 seasons with the Raiders and Cowboys, Cooper has hauled in 517 receptions for over 7,000 yards and 46 touchdowns. He's been selected to the Pro Bowl 4 times. And in baseball news, the Yankees finally ran the course with their catcher, Gary Sanchez. Now, he was a homegrown Yankee all the way. They stuck with him a long, long time. But they've traded Gary Sanchez, infielder Gio Urshela, to the Minnesota Twins in exchange for third baseman Josh Donaldson. The Yankees also received shortstop Isaiah Kiner-Falefa and catcher Ben Rutherford as part of the deal. Donaldson, 36, is under contract to 2023 after signing a four-year, $92 million deal with the Twins in free agency in 2020. Last season, he had 247, 72 RBIs, 26 home runs. Urshela had spent 3 seasons with the Yankees, batting 267 with 14 home runs and 49 RBIs. Last season, Sanchez signed with the Yankees as an amateur free agent in 2009, playing his entire seven-year career in New York. He batted 204 in 117 games last year. Basketball news, the UConn men are 5th seed in their region. They will face New Mexico State in the NCAA tournament opener. The Huskies have earned their highest seeding since 2011, and the number 2 UConn women have the seed in Bridgeport. They start play versus Mercer on Saturday. So both the UConn men and women have high rankings in their individual divisions. All right? All right. See if anybody else has joined us in here. Taking a look at other sports, let's go to the NBA. The Nets beat the Knicks 110-107 yesterday. The Celtics lost to the Mavericks 95-92. Now, those are finals, of course, from yesterday. Coming up today, see if any local teams are in action. I seriously doubt it. Nope. But tomorrow, the Nets take on the Magic. On Wednesday, the Nets take on the Mavericks. And the Knicks don't play for a couple of days. All right. Let's switch over right now to the National Hockey League. And in games that took place yesterday, see if any of the local teams saw action yesterday. The Islanders beat the Ducks 4-3. Coming up today, no local action. Tomorrow, the Rangers take on the Ducks. The Islanders take on the Capitals. The Bruins will take on the Blackhawks, and the Devils will take on the Vancouver Canucks. Taking a look at the standings, the Bruins hold steady in 4th place in their division, the Atlantic Division, with 77 points. In the Metropolitan Division, the Rangers are in 3rd place with 79 points. The Islanders have 56 points and the Devils 49 points. All right. That is a check on sports this morning here on the Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio. We'll have Pat Pagano coming up in the Weather Center. That comes up in just a few minutes.